Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wesley Memorial Church this morning for our service about the harvest and creation. This is a local arrangement this morning, put together by some of the stewards with some help. Welcome to everybody, whether you're here in person, whether you're visiting us for the first time, whether you're here on Zoom with us as well. There is a harvest lunch after today's service, and unfortunately for the people on Zoom, I'm afraid you will have to make your own arrangements, but anyone who is here is very welcome to join us from that. There is also coffee and tea as usual, and these will be in the hall through that way. So thank you very much, and we look forward to the service from Kate to start with.
Good morning, everybody, and you're very welcome. Harvest is the time of year when we give thanks for God's provision in our lives, and we remind ourselves of our connection with the land and nature and the world. In your seats, you will see envelopes for the Methodist Relief and Development Charity, which is called All We Can, and that invites you to support All We Can. At the front of the sanctuary, there is the box which invites your gifts for the Rose Hill Community Cupboard. And we're also going to think about greening Quarry Churchyard. So these three elements will all be reflected on in our service. Our call to worship. The psalmist says, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him all his angels, praise him all his host, praise him sun and moon, praise him all you shining stars, let them praise the Lord, and let us praise the Lord with our harvest hymn, number 123 in Singing the Faith, Come You Thankful People, Come.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, we gather together to celebrate and thank you for all you have provided us this year. We praise you that you are a God of abundance and not of scarcity. We thank you that whatever our situation, you have still blessed us immensely. At the same time, we gather together acknowledging that many do not get to share in that abundance because of the barriers put in place by human hands. Remind us as we worship of your desire that every person's potential might be fulfilled, and of our role in building a world where that is possible. Help us to be open this morning to meeting you in ways we don't expect. Help us to hear your voice through the stories of people tackling poverty in their local communities. Teach us to be your harvest hands, cultivating the fruits of your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
Now, people who are sitting over there, can you come and sit over here so you can get a good view of the screens? Thank you, and people on my left as well. I forgot to say at the beginning, didn't I, that if you've got any gifts, just bring them anytime. The children have put lots of things in the box already, so that's really good. Right, so what's this all about, this harvest stuff? What's a harvest festival about? Yes? Collecting food for people, yes. Anything else? Edmund, you got any ideas? No, right, okay. That's unusual. Well, it's about giving thanks to God, isn't it? For all the things that we can eat and drink and share. And it's at this time of year, because that's when the people used to, in the farms, used to harvest their crops in and then have a big celebration. Now, I thought you might like to celebrate with the harvest samba. Hands up anybody who remembers the harvest samba. Good, excellent. Frank is going to play us the first three lines as a reminder. Thank you. Who remembers which fruit and veg are talked about in the harvest samba? You've just had a big clue. Yes. Green beans. Yes. Anything else? Alice? Cabbages. Yes. Broccoli. Thank you, Laura. Humphrey? Potatoes. Very good. Anything else? What's a samba? Yes, girls?
It's like a song.
It's a dance. What sort of a dance is it? Is it a slow dance? No, it's not a slow dance. Anybody watch anything with a samba in last night? I didn't, because there was a lot of rugby on yesterday. Okay, so a samba is a very energetic dance, and this is very energetic too. So if you feel like doing a samba while you're singing, that's absolutely fine. So what we're going to do now is we're going to sing Cabbages and Greens and all of that on the video, with the video, and you're going to lead the way because you know it much better than I do. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and well done, you did remember it. You can go and sit down now for a minute while we crave your indulgence, because the choir are going to sing a very well-loved anthem by John Rutter. We're going to sing For the Beauty of the Earth. And after that, you can go to your activity. Mary and David are going to read our Bible readings, which have been chosen by All We Can, to match their theme, and it will be obvious we have a miraculous catch, and then Elisha helping a poor widow.
First reading is from John chapter 21, beginning at the first verse. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you no fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. But Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
The Old Testament reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Now the wife of a member of the company of prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. But a creditor has come to take my two children as slaves." Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" She answered, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." He said, "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not just a few. Then go in and shut the door behind you and your children, and start pouring into all these vessels. When each is full, set it aside." So she left him and shut the door behind her and her children. They kept bringing vessels to her, and she kept pouring. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." But he said to her, "There are no more." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your children can live on the rest."
Oh, Thank you. We're now going to watch a video that All We Can have provided for us, and it's called Communities in the Driving Seat. And I'm sure you will understand that this just reinforces what Christian Aid, what Oxfam, what All We Can have been saying for many decades, that it's very important for the people on the ground, the people in the communities, to be controlling what is done for them rather than it being told to them what they must do. So here is our video. Thank you, Frank.
Our calling as an organization is actually work with the people in terms of reframing or changing mindset. Their belief about themselves, their belief about their communities, their belief about their future. Because if you can change somebody's thinking, they are going to transform their communities. We have prescribed solutions to the communities. We already think we know what they have to do. And that doesn't work at all, because they are their own experts in their community.
Chimene chandi kudza kwambiri nchonena kuti nyumba yanga inaunungika ndina munthu amene wana. Danda ulo nchonena kuti akamapanga zawo za mafakitalezo azidziwa kunena kuti ifeso kunoko timakhudzidwa timakhala mavuto makamanga nyengo imatha kusintha mvula mwina mphepo zoonongazi kapena mwina sonkutheka mvula kugwa yambiri kapena kusagwa kumene zimene zimapangitsa kuti ifeyo ngati maiko ifeyo anthu osauka kuvutikabe kuti kuno kuchikwawa kulowa shire mvula imavuta chifukwa cha ichi anthu akuno tayenera kudzala mitengo kuti tizikhala ndi mvula yabwino komanso kunoko mphepo imavuta mwachitsanzo tinakumana ndi namundwe wa ana amene waononga kwambiri nyumba za anthu chifukwa choti mitengo yambiri kunalibe pamene madera anzathu kunalibe mavuto ngati imene ife taona kunoko kumavuto ndionera kuti mitengo ndi yochepa kwathu kuno.
There is wisdom. There are solutions that people have in there. They are boiling inside of them. Our duty is to bring it up. You have to carry out a process that brings the entire community, the wisdom of the elders, the energy of the young, and the brilliance of the women who are there collectively to say, we now know what's causing the disease and let's find solutions together.
Pamene ayigozi amaphunzisa anthu mmene angasamalire monga ngati zachilengedwe cholinga choti anthu aja akwanitse kukolola zakudya zochuluka.
We start with a map of the past. How was life before? And that brings in the elders of the community. They know the past. And why is that important? Because stories of the past will energize people in the present. It gives them hope that it was good before. You learn from the past in order to transform your present and therefore redesign the future. It just helps so much that their maps bring out issues that in a traditional approach would never even have come out, because the map tells it all. The church as an institution already has a mission. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was sick and you visited me. The church is a key player, so mobilize, envision, empower them.
Ndikukhulupirira kuti akhoza kukondwera kuti tikulitengera dziko kuchimene Mulungu anafuna. Chifukwa pachiyambipo Mulungu atamulenga munthu anakamuyika munda ndikumuzwa kuti ausamalire. Ndi bungwe la Igozi likumatiphunzisa za udindo wathu osamalira dziko lino, udindo wathu pa nkhani ya mawu a Mulungu ndikuti tikuchita chifuniro chenicheni cha Mulungu.
Causes don't just happen overnight. they are a process. We are aware about climate change. It's been a long time coming. If the causes are complex, it also means solutions. We require a process. It's easy to treat symptoms. Am I investing in just the painkiller, or am I investing it in finding the cure? How will we know we are transforming? People have taken ownership. They are empowered. They have a vision. They know where they're going. They know the resources they have. They also have a voice to engage government, to look at policy changes. Today we know we are hungry, but this is who we want to be. Once they make that resolution, the journey begins.
As I said, envelopes for All We Can are on the chairs. We will be taking a collection with baskets a bit later in the service, and you may put envelopes in then if you want to. But if you haven't got what it takes to fill them, then you can bring them in the week or bring them next Sunday, and we will send the baskets round again. Gifts for the church, of course, may be put in the baskets as well. We're now going to sing Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, which is number 611 in Singing the Faith. Thank you. To something nearer home, the community cupboard operates at Rose Hill Methodist Church, which is, of course, one of our churches in our circuit, and has been running for a number of years. And Heather, who very kindly has offered to talk about it to us, actually works there in the week. Thank you, Heather.
Okay, so first things, my uniform. Not very onerous, just an apron. I volunteer there, and I volunteered for probably about 18 months now, I think. There are others in this church who volunteer here as well. I've seen Liz Stock here today and Diana. And I'll talk a little bit more at the end about volunteering. We do have a few photographs to show that have been provided by Liz Spain. Liz Spain is the community chaplain for Rose Hill, and she's the leader, the manager, if you like, in charge of the community cupboard as part of her role there. And she's just supported by the team of volunteers. One of the statements that's made about Rose Hill is that it's an expression of our love for the community. And I think that's a lovely phrase that describes it. And it's run in combination, it's the Methodist Church, and it's since St. Mary's Church, Iffley. And I don't know about others' viewpoint, but I think it's great to see churches working together. So most of the volunteers are drawn from those two churches. There are also volunteers who aren't affiliated to any church and aren't Christians, so anybody's welcome to help there. So it's supported, as well as the volunteers it's supported by, it's supported in other ways, both by people who donate, and donations are always welcome, both of food and of money. So the food bank exists, like many food banks, for two reasons: to support the people in the community, and also as a way of making sure that goods don't go to waste. So a lot of the food is surplus food. So the fresh food comes largely through the Oxford Food Hub, where supermarkets donate things that they've got left over, surplus stock, and it gets distributed through the food hub. But also individual donation of tins, etc. With the increasing need, there's also a large volume of food has to be purchased. So in particular, tin goods. Grants that are given are used to buy food and donations from individuals. So I think at the moment the community cupboard's got funding to keep running for another few months and go and do all the shopping. A volunteer goes off and spends probably a couple of £100 a week, and that's increasing to get the basics so that everybody can have a box of eggs, everybody can have a carton of milk, everybody can have, you know, some of the most basic foodstuffs like cereal, etc. So it's always the value products that tend to get bought so they can have things. The people that attend Community Cupboard are largely referred, and if they're referred, they're given a referral card that's valid for 3 months, and that means they can go into the food room, select the food they want, and have, they can have open access to all the food that's there. And that's done so that we make sure that those people that are being referred, they're the ones who are very much in need. And very importantly, they're getting supported by a third party agency like Citizens Advice, like Social Services, so that they're getting help to apply for any benefits that they might need. We're not really in a position to do that, but we can point people. So that's referrals. Having said there's a referral system, we never turn anybody away. So we quite often get people turning up. And the people that turn up are either they haven't been to an agency to get referred and they really need things, and we give them a temporary card for 2 weeks, which means they can take stuff. Other people come more for the tea and coffee site. So as well as providing the food and the food room that they can take away, we usually have a hot meal there and hot food and drinks, cold drinks as well, so that they can do that, so they can have that. The referrals are mainly from places like Citizens Advice, Social Services. in Rose Hill, we get quite a few referred through both RESPONSE, which is the mental health services organisation. I don't know if anybody's heard of RESPONSE. I'm sure some of you have. And also through ADAPT, which is the alcohol and recovery addiction service. And we get quite a few people referred through that. I thought I'd also share with you a few of the comments that we've had on surveys. So we do surveys, they're anonymous surveys, to see what people find helpful and what they don't. And also it means that some of these comments can be used when we're applying for grants. So I'll read you some of the comments. It helps us out. I can socialise. I'm homeless. It cheers me up. It keeps me going. The hot food and drinks are good. I don't come for the food. I come for the company. Someone to talk to when you feel low. Very friendly people. I love the people. They're very caring and considerate. I thought I'd just share one last, a bit more detailed comment, which is from the manager of the ADAPT service. And the ADAPT bit stands for Addicts Are People Too. The community cupboard has had a really positive impact on ADAPT's clients by consistently providing good quality foodstuffs in a non-judgmental, caring and supportive environment. This in turn alleviates the stress of not having enough food to eat and allows them to focus on their efforts on ongoing recovery. The men from ADAPT have continually expressed their gratitude to their support worker for the availability of the quality goods on offer and the family feel caliber and the welcome and support they regularly receive there. So I think that's all I've got to say. It says, wonderful slide there, pray, volunteer, campaign. Volunteers, there are two types of volunteers. One, there are people like me who go on the rota usually two or three times a month. I do more if they're short. But also if anyone's willing just to go on a backup list. So if they're short on a particular week, they can just be asked and say, an email can go out to people on the backup list. Is anybody available to help? So there are people like that. Malcolm Dodds, for instance, went for the first time a few weeks ago because they were so short a call went out for anybody, preferably people with DBS checks, but as long as some of us there have got DBS checks, that's better. We typically need 6 volunteers each week to function, so we've got cover across the rooms. And I think the slides have been shown as I've been talking. I can't read and look at slides at the same time. So have the slides been shown?
Yes.
Yeah. So you'll have seen people working in the kitchen and serving food. Any questions? And the other thing I'd say, it's a bit of a shock sometimes how hungry people are. We only had toast on offer 1 week and someone had 13 slices. That's someone who's hungry. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. That's really very informative. The box is here for gifts to the community cupboard, but it's actually in there all the time. So if you forgot to bring anything today, it doesn't matter at all. You can bring something in the week or any other time that you think about it, and it will be taken to the community cupboard by one of us or picked up by them. We are now going to take up an offering. We haven't done this for a long time since lockdown, but we are going to take the offering round today just in case you need to put your All We Can envelopes in it, and Joanna is going to receive it.
Gracious God, we offer you our gifts and our resources, our time and our various talents. We thank you for your many gifts to us, and the greatest gift in sending your Son, Jesus Christ. May we always follow his example. In his name we pray. Amen.
Now, you will have seen in your update, which you all read assiduously every week, that there was an appeal to help care for Quarry Churchyard. Quarry Methodist Church closed quite a few years ago, but we retained in the circuit, we retained the churchyard. It's still ours to look after and to keep good. And Heather again has very kindly offered to talk about next Saturday, when there's going to be a day of caring for the churchyard.
Thank you, Kate. Yes, when Kate asked me to talk about the community cupboard, I said, oh, well, at the same time, can I make a plug for the churchyard to get volunteers? So I don't intend to say very much. Kate has said the important things, I think, that it's managed by the circuit. We've had a report by an organisation, Caring for God's Acre, referring to the work and the eco-work that can be done in churchyards to improve them, support wildlife and encourage nature. And there has been a report which Frieda and I could share with you, but I really don't want to use too much time today on this slot, so I'll be very brief. It's next Saturday between 10:30 and 12:30. Come along and help us maintain the churchyard. Frieda and I have been going for about 2 years now, once a month, clearing up rubbish, doing what we can. But we've now had this report that's giving us a lot more information on really what we should be doing. And Frieda and I could go there, you know, a lot and still not get it all done. So we're looking for volunteers to come and help us. It's not very onerous. I don't know, Frank, have you got the video? There's a short video of the churchyard, which you can see. This is the churchyard. It isn't very big. It's small. It doesn't even take up the space of this sanctuary. There's Frieda working away clearing ivy. So one of the key things we've been advised to do is to remove the ivy off graves. And Frieda and I spent 2 hours each on one grave one day, and they're still not all there, but it's looking a lot better. So really, it's about ivy clearing. What do you need to bring if you come? A pair of gardening gloves. We strongly recommend gardening gloves. Let's see what else I've got in my bag. I thought I'd do a David, but I haven't got a wooden chest. A weeding tool of some sort, if you've got one. Very useful. Probably most essential, if you've got them, a pair of secateurs. If you've got long-handled loppers, they'd be even better, I think, for the tool bits. And I sometimes use a weeding tool like that as well, if anybody's got a weeding tool. But a little garden fork, any of those. So it's about removing ivy. It's about cutting down. Some of the graves are growing trees. They've got little saplings growing out of them. So we need help to remove the trees that are growing. And there's a flower bed that needs weeding, just light touch weeding, removing the bindweed and that sort of thing. So if anybody feels they can join us, please do. Recommend bring your own drink. You might want something to kneel on. And I'll stop now because I've probably taken long enough. But thank you very much.
While we think about caring for the earth, we're going to sing Touch the Earth Lightly, which is Singing the Faith 729, after which Derek will lead our intercessions.
In our prayers of intercession, in response to the bidding, "Your kingdom come," will you join in with "Your will be done"? Let us pray. In faith, let us pray to God our Father, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray today for the work of All We Can, and especially for its support of the Eagles organization in Malawi that we saw in the video. For the way in which Eagles brings together the wisdom of the elders, the energy of the young, and the brilliance of the women to find answers to their own problems together as a community. We pray for the church in Malawi in its mission to mobilize, envision, and empower all those with whom it works. Give us the humility to put others in the driving seat. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God of love, we pray for the work of the Rose Hill Community Cupboard, and that we may continue to support its work, helping those affected by the cost of living crisis, through our gifts and volunteering. May every congregation be a community of love, and every Christian a witness to your grace. May God, who teaches us to welcome each other and calls us to practical hospitality, grant us peace and passion to transform our communities as we move forward in love and faith. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God of creation, thank you for the beauty and diversity of the whole world. God of mercy, forgive us all the damage we do to the natural world. God of compassion, continue to inspire action on behalf of those whose homes are threatened by rising ocean levels, and those whose food supplies are contaminated by pollution. God of justice, give wisdom and strength to all who raise their voices to protest about climate change. God of all people, help us never to think that damage to the environment is someone else's problem, but to be informed about what we can do and do it. We pray for those who are ill or anxious at home or in hospital, and in the silence we name those known to us. We pray that we will continue to live our lives thoughtfully and with respect to others we meet. We pray for those whose lives are filled with fear and despair. Draw near with your saving love and bring healing and hope. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God of glory, we rejoice in the communion of saints. We remember all who have faithfully lived and all who have died in Christian hope. And we name those known to us in the silence. Help us to follow their example, and bring us with them into the fullness of your eternal joy. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We conclude our prayers by saying the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our final hymn is Singing the Faith 124, For the Fruits of All Creation, Thanks Be to God. A Gaelic blessing. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the gentle night to you. Moon and stars pour their healing light on you. Deep peace of Christ, the light of the world to you. Deep peace of Christ to you. And let us share the grace with each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.